Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. I come in today, look across the glass. Jeffrey's having breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Three little pigs.
Indeed.
Three little pigs. What'd you get?
No free ads.
What does it cost?
I got the big breakfast.
Okay, so you
got
to choose between fried and scrambled then? What do you do with it? Three eggs? Two eggs? What is it?
Scrambled eggs are the most overrated thing on the actual planet. I will go to the grave on that.
S'mores. We've already established
scrambled eggs.
S'mores the most
nothing
overrated
gets,
thing
because
on the
planet. S'mores don't get ordered like scrambled eggs do.
What's wrong with a scrambled egg? I like a scrambled egg.
There are such things as fried eggs.
It's different. I think a scrambled egg's better.
No.
Scrambled egg's better than a fried egg.
Absolutely not. There's no instance.
Scrambled egg is better than a fried egg. And certainly on a sandwich, it's better.
Yeah. Then you get like into the fake. You get into like the.
I mean, it is true. You can't fake a fried egg.
Correct.
That is the advantage. One
do
of the
it.
Advantages of
yep.
a fried egg
you
is.
Know where that bad boy was.
It's a. Yeah, it is unmistakable. It's an egg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas scrambled eggs can be powdered, can be fake, can be
yep.
whatever. I will grant you this. There is much greater variance in the quality of a scrambled egg
mm-hmm.
than a fried egg.
Yep.
And fried egg with bacon and toast or biscuit with the – how do you like the yolk? What's the right way to order the yolk?
So over easy, typically.
You don't want it so gooey that it's the – that you know,
That's the reason why you get a Three Little Pigs is because when John's back there – the man's
perfect.
An absolute, he's just an absolute
wizard. So two fried eggs, hash browns.
With the pan.
Two fried eggs, hash browns, bacon, a biscuit?
Nope.
Is that what it was?
Well done bacon, toast because biscuits are also overrated, and gravy. I go gravy instead of hash browns.
You can get gravy in lieu of hash browns.
Correct. So your options would be however you want your eggs, bacon or sausage, and then you have toast or biscuit, gravy, hash. Yeah, I think it's gravy or
here's
hash
the thing. I will, in terms of the overrated stuff, I will go with you.
There's no way.
No,
there's
on,
no
let me,
universe.
Let me just say
hold
this. Let
there's
just,
no universe where a scrambled egg should look like
thing.
A bed sheet.
Let me say my thing is that I don't think. I think it's more apt to call biscuits overrated
because mm-hmm.
in fact they are very highly rated,
particularly in the South.
People rave about biscuits. No one really raves about scrambled eggs, so they're not overrated. They can't be overrated.
But it's the most commonly ordered egg.
That's fine, but they're not. They're not. Do you think that's
people are wrong?
Right? That's true, but
yes.
I don't think it's over. I don't think people are like, oh man, just love me some scrambled eggs. People aren't out there. People don't wax poetic.
I think there are people that
people
say,
don't
I
wax,
love me some scrambled eggs.
They don't wax poetic about scrambled eggs like they do about a biscuit or a s'more or other things that inspire poetry from people.
Mm.
They're just a basic, it's how people basically like their scrambled egg, like their egg. But I don't think they're overrated because I don't think they're particularly highly rated.
It is the most common. There's
I
nothing,
do agree it is common.
There's nothing more infuriating than when you're at the Waffle House and you hear four different people go for the All-Star Special with scrambled eggs.
That's infuriating?
Yes.
infuriating.
Don't you know? They know these people can poach. These people are professionals.
Is bacon always better than sausage?
Not always, because there's nothing worse
than... How about Link versus Patty?
Patty, all day, every day.
Patty over Link.
All day, every day. Especially for breakfast meat.
Yeah, I like a good breakfast. And then the other issue is the hash browns.
Mm-hmm.
Hash browns, also wide variants.
Yes.
The hash browns can be absolutely...
Can
be the best thing on a breakfast plate. It can just be dull, tasteless.
Other thing that's infuriating when you're at the Waffle House is when you hear in that same all-star order when they say grits or hash browns. When someone says grits, I lose my mind. Like, I want to walk out. Don't you realize these people know what they're doing with hash browns, to your point? Like, if you don't know what you're doing with hash browns, they're terrible.
Are we a good breakfast town? I don't really have. I have in the past. I used to go to the Blue Plate before it still existed.
Yep. And right? My dad would take me there, and I'd be like, can we go somewhere else?
The one on Summer that Jennifer Biggs is the Pancake House?
Pancake House, yeah. That was a Blue Plate?
No, there's. I'm saying it. No.
Oh, the Pancake House. Yeah.
Is it the Pancake House over by the?
Or is it the Pancake Shop?
The Pancake Shop. Is that what it is? You know, where the interstate.
Yeah, it's
Summer,
right.
Right,
it's right
there,
where I used
basically.
To live.
That was good. The place that reopened over what the hell's
Pancake
that?
Shop? Did I
Pancake Shop?
That's what it's called.
Pancake Shop. The place that just reopened on Cooper. What's that place called again? We've talked about it extensively. Closed.
Reopened on Cooper?
Yeah.
I mean, we have Sunrise. The old Blue Plate. There's Big Bad Breakfast, which is out of Oxford.
Oh, yeah. We actually...
It's we're fine. But there's nowhere that you sit there and go,
People say the arcade, right?
Yeah, but I'm not going downtown for breakfast. You know what I mean? Like that's an effort.
I wouldn't either. If you woke up downtown, then you'd go downtown for breakfast.
I'm going downtown to go to Birdie's, but not to the arcade, even though they're right next to each other.
All right. Today on the radio show, if you want to tell me your favorite breakfast place, I'll hear it. Tell me on Twitter. Jeff, GEOFF. That's the correct way to spell it. _ It's the worst hit Twitter handle ever. @ Jeff, GEOFF, _ Calkins, CALKINS, would be the way to do that. So we can discuss that. We have today on the radio show, we have Jason Smith's going to join us in the next segment. I'm just going to presume he's going to be more reliable than his partner was earlier this week.
Always.
John Martin didn't show up. And so we're going to have Jason in the next segment.
I'm going to guess he was also not out till 5 a.m.
I'm going to guess he wasn't out carousing till 5 a.m. John tried to.
Spins on it.
He apologized, right?
He said he apologized immediately.
But then, you know, he's like, well, what are you going to do? Like, well, you know, what is he now? 32, 34, 34? You don't need to be out till 5. I think that's
he's
even
33.
Even when you're in Las Vegas, I don't think you need to be out till 5. I think that's a simple
I don't think that's that hot of a take.
But, he said things like, well, you can't be perfect.
I love that one.
You know, John, just fall on the sword. Because he screwed up other ways that day, too. Just fall on the sword, man. Just fall on the sword. Chris Harrington will join us straight up 10 o'clock. We'll talk about the Grizzly schedule with Chris. And maybe get into the thing is, you got to pick your rankings, Jeffrey. There is a ranking of big men over at The Athletic, NBA big men. And so, but we're going to have... You know, we got till October with Chris. We got to have a lot of rankings to come. Can you do every ranking? I don't think you can do every ranking. And so we may or may not do that. But we'll definitely talk to him about the schedule. And then we've got and we had John Stacey on before a couple times. But I just want to give another pop to he does this great program where he arranges for veterans to go to University of Memphis football games. And they're veterans who are connected to the VA. A lot of them have struggled with PTSD or various other challenges because of their service. And it's a great program that he's had going for years now where he arranges for and they arrange for veterans to go to Memphis football games. And let's be honest, that place wasn't full last year. And it was smaller and it was not full last year. And so it's good for Memphis football to get the additional folks, fannies in the seats. And it's obviously good for the veterans who served this country. And so it's a cool thing that he does. And he wanted to come on and give it one more pop. He did earlier in the year, and a bunch of you responded by helping the cause and making sure more tickets were available to them. So he wanted to do that. But John always also has interesting perspective on Memphis football as well. So we'll talk to John briefly in the second hour. So that's the lineup: Jason Smith, Chris Harrington, and then we'll talk to John. I do want to remark a note, Jeffrey.
Okay.
That this is, correct me if I'm wrong, this is Friday. Is that right? And
one for one.
It is the last Friday till February when we won't have meaningful football games to watch.
That is indeed correct, Jeff. We've got week zero coming up next week.
Isn't that unbelievable?
We have games that count.
We have, I mean, you could argue, and we got preseason games.
But no, but we have games that count on the schedule.
We have starting next correct. Weekend.
I'm sick of this. There's this weird movement. We talked about the preseason pledge forever, but there's this weird movement. I don't know if it's our industry, whatnot, of making preseason football feel and seem way more important than it is.
Where have you seen that manifest this preseason?
Well, I mean, obviously last week with Shador. There was no question. Right. But there's also, like, people like were coming up to me and like asking, like, how pumped are you about Jackson Dart? And I was like, he looked good, but he was against the third teamers. Like, why? I'm in the same spot that I was with Summer League, where right, once upon a time, I used to watch it when no one else was watching it. And I enjoyed it. Same thing with preseason football. Now everyone's trying to, like, act like it's real football.
It's not real football.
No.
Are we going to do, we haven't discussed this. That means, by the way, we're only 10 days away from the first fight song roundup.
And, indeed we
and
are.
Are we 1 week away from Jeff's bets? Is that Jeffrey's bets? Is that starting next Friday or is it starting the Friday after that? From
well,
week zero, are we going to
listen, I don't want to give everyone a peek behind the curtain, but we are, there have been whispers out there about a more disciplined card.
A more disciplined
this year
card.
In Jeff's bets. Again.
Does that mean the discipline will extend to not doing week zero?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
No.
Can we in this time next week?
We're going to have a discussion wagers. About whether or not I have to bet every top 25 game like we have been doing.
No. You don't have to.
I know I don't have to, but we've done that mainly to make sure that we talk about the big games.
I don't think I ever enforced that rule.
It was what people wanted.
Because what would happen is that we'd go through the games, and then the games that you didn't bet, we would then discuss.
Yeah.
And what way you would bet.
Correct.
But I do think I'm going to give you free reign.
I can already tell you this. We are betting Kansas State in Farmageddon.
I want to get back to making people money.
Yeah.
Right?
Listen, it's been a tough couple of years.
And so if that requires you to be more disciplined,
I would like to mainly blame Alabama.
And more selective. That's fair.
They're not trustable
that's
anymore.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think you can do that. So, but whatever. Next Friday, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
I can already tell you we've got a Farmageddon bet.
All right. In the meantime, we did have the Memphis basketball. The Grizzlies schedule dropped yesterday, and I was amazed. I was driving around yesterday, listen to you on the show, and you guys were literally drafting games as if you were Grizzlies season ticket holders. Yep. What games would you like? Which I think is a really hard thing to do on the fly.
Especially when you have no idea who's going to actually play in games.
Oh, right. Yes, that's true, too. But in the end, you do carve up tickets in advance.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the exercise that any group of folks who go through the
process.
And by the way, you can buy Grizzlies tickets today.
Indeed, you can.
I gather is the deal. So you went through and you selected the games that that matter most to you. But what struck you?
I think obviously you would start with the impact of the overseas games. So basically they have what, two games like in 10 days. And then because of that, they have way more games to start the season. And then you have that stretch in March where I think they have four back to backs in the month of March. That's pretty tough.
Yeah. The things that struck me were, the schedule is, this is what I wanted. It is relatively, we'll see, but it's relatively soft to start the year. Didn't you think?
I thought the first five games, you get four games favored. But
eight out of 11 at home.
But then that back end of those first five games are very favorable. I thought it was fairly balanced. And then you have
go through the exercise, of course, because that's what we do here. We're going to assign wins and losses here in a moment. But
all 82.
No, not all 82. That would take us most of the show. But we'll go through. I yesterday asked you if you would take 5-5.
Yep.
And so we'll see. Would you still take 5-5 now that we know who they will play? I would not. I will take my chances about 5-5. The things that struck me.
I think I actually would.
Okay, well, we'll go through it.
All right.
We'll go through it here in a minute. Honestly, the most discouraging thing to me about the schedule. Again, I think the start is pretty soft. I actually was very pleased by that. But then the most discouraging thing to me was Lakers once at home.
Yep.
Golden State once at home.
Yep.
So you already have a season where you've got no Bane return game.
Yep.
Where you've got no MLK Day game. You don't have a game on either side of Thanksgiving. And you now, which would be typically a big seller. And now you only get the Lakers once and you only get the Warriors once.
And potentially.
If I were a conspiracy theorist, I'd say they're trying to drive down the attendance.
I don't hate that take. If you want to start going that way,
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Should we?
But
explore?
Come on, man. Seriously, like no Bane return. No, I think.
Let's just say this. There is a lot of circumstantial evidence that you could point to saying the league is not trying to help Memphis.
I think that's true.
I mean, again, it's circumstantial and it's eye of the beholder.
It is totally circumstantial.
Correct.
And I think.
Would it hold up in a court of law?
I think there's too much stuff going into this to really actually believe that stuff. But if you were so inclined, 25th anniversary, you know what we're going to do? We're gonna let them celebrate MLK game. Yes, it's one of their tentpole features.
They invented it, by the way.
They invented it.
Yeah.
And it's one of the tentpole features, and it's their 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
Let's stick them in Berlin.
Correct.
And let's give them one Lakers and one Warriors.
Right.
And so that, again, it's conspiracy stuff, but I didn't love it. Like, in the end, that will... You'll look up at the end of the season at average attendance, and what will matter will how good they are, right? That's what 100%. Will matter.
And but how fun they are.
How good and how fun and how much Ja plays, and there'll be a lot of things that matter much more than any of this. But this will account, those factors will have an impact on the final average attendance.
No question.
And then, by the way, then they have their longest homestand is deep in March. So they got six consecutive games deep in March at home. And if they're out of it by then, how's that going to look?
Not great.
Right. So I didn't love any of that, honestly. Those are some of the things that I did not love. And you got, it'll be interesting. I don't know when we'll get Zach Edey back.
Well, I think that was the other thing that stood out to me, because I was talking about with Eric. If we're targeting March or December 1st,
he misses 21 games.
Yeah, that's more game because of the overseas games. That's more front loaded,
right? And so you get 21 games,
and even if it goes another week, so instead of December 1st, whatever December 7th, that's 24 games. I didn't love that.
So no, didn't love that. We got an interesting Barksdale's breakfast. Thank you, Jeff. I was trying to think of breakfast places earlier. We were talking about breakfast places. I just picked up my phone, by the way, and I got a text.
Oh, Barksdale's. Is that the one where the guy was protesting?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Barksdale's.
It's the first protest I've actually supported.
So, and let's see if we have any other. Mm-hmm. We interrupt this talk about the busy schedule to discuss
breakfast food.
To discuss some breakfast food.
Important work.
And we got a lot, by the way, on this. Top three breakfast, Bryant's. Bryant's is killer.
I got a hot take. You ready?
You don't think it's overrated?
No. I'm ready for everyone to give me a little room to cook here.
Uh-huh.
Bryant's lunch is better than Bryant's breakfast.
Really? What do they have for lunch there?
Meat and three. They're the country fried steak. The country fried steak is way better.
The biscuits there are honestly unbelievably
good. Yeah, but I don't care. I get toast.
Even if you know it's a great biscuit,
I don't like, you know what it is? I don't like the floury. Like, I don't get flour tortillas.
Give me corn tortillas all day. I'm too gooey.
It sits on the top of your mouth.
The Bryant's biscuit is truly, I think the
That's
Bryant's
fine. It's
biscuit
still six.
Is right up there with a piece of fried chicken from Gus's in terms of.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
I don't eat it enough. Brother Juniper's is tremendous. It is really good. And the San Diegan is the thing to get there. It's an omelet that has sort of an open face omelet with potatoes layered on there. It's got some potatoes on the base. It's delicious, Brother Juniper's.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen Laurel.
Where's that? And I would assume Laurelwood.
I don't know.
Am I being too
too literal?
Yeah,
too literal. Google Kitchen Laurel. We're getting back to the schedule here in a moment, people. We have breakfast to talk about.
We have to. We got more important issues.
Newest and probably highest rated best on Google ratings, says Wesley.
No, it's on Cooper.
Kitchen Laurel.
I've never heard of this. Have you?
Like Cooper Young area?
So it says South Cooper. I would assume that's Cooper Young, right?
Yeah.
I will say this.
Okay.
Very Instagram friendly.
Then we have Randy says liquor store at the corner of Mount Moriah and Poplar. Weren't there two liquor stores?
There was.
Closed?
So the one on Broad's closing.
Broad's closed, right. Tremendous service and delectable breakfast eats. Great variety on the menu to choose from. Mix of newer things to try, but classic breakfast, lunch faves. Check them out sometime. And Bar Dog, great brunch. Do we count in brunch? We count in brunch? I don't think we're counting brunch. We were going breakfast. Had French toast, side of bacon, and toast for $10 last Saturday.
I'd like to make a clear...
Interesting to double up on toast
toast. Yeah, but he makes a... Here's the point.
French toast and toast?
The best breakfast foods would be considered dessert any time of the day, except for breakfast.
No.
Yes.
A biscuit isn't dessert.
Yeah, but when
bacon isn't dessert.
Okay, but when
eggs aren't dessert.
Okay.
I don't like the sweet breakfast toast, cinnamon rolls.
I'm straight up just saying, what's the best stuff?
The best stuff, that is to stipulate that French toast is better than your two egg breakfast.
Again,
it's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
Also, Kinfolk biscuits. That it's good. It was very good, but it's.
Laurel's got my attention.
Well, tell me about it.
All right. So on the first off, fantastic website. It's also interactive because they have a Belgian waffle in the center cut on their website, and they're drizzling syrup on it, and I'm in. Also, we have something that appears to be breakfast sushi. You have my attention.
I'm deeply skeptical.
I'm telling
what
you,
is it?
You need to pull up kitchenlaurel.com. Get your laptop out. Because it's one of those situations where I know my description, you're better with words than I am. My description's not going to tell the story. This is a very visual medium.
Is rice involved?
It appears. Also, tempura looks like it's involved.
It's not your classic meat. It's not your classic 3-2 fried
eggs. But I'm interested.
Kitchen Laurel. Okay, we appreciate the and Brother Juniper's is the one I was trying to think of. Exactly, of course. I was trying to think of
your explanation not help me because I live right there. I would have been able to get there eventually, but you said
okay.
Blue
back
plate.
To the schedule.
Do we have to?
Back to the schedule. Here we go. Oh wait, this is from Drew. The reason that I picked up my phone is because Drew had texted me something about some trends with the Grizzlies and how that fits into the schedule.
Okay.
Going back through 2019-20, but excluding 2023-24.
All right. So go back to 2020. So
2019 and 20.
Okay, 19 and 20.
Excluding 23-24 because it was an aberrational season.
Okay.
This is the stats he said.
Yep.
Okay. The home record is 135-72.
Okay.
Home favorite straight up 109-43.
Okay.
After 2 or 3 days off, 47-26. That's home or road. That's pretty impressive. If they're rested, pretty impressive.
Oh, that's both. That's both.
That's home and away. Home and away.
Okay. I thought you were saying home.
These are different things.
Good, yeah.
Versus the West, they're 144-131.
Okay.
On the second night of a back-to-back, they're 38-30.
All right.
It's pretty good. With rest,
I think they're better when they lose.
With rest disadvantage, though, this is a caveat to this, they're 45-45.
Okay.
After 4 days off, they're 6-9. So here's
rest
the thing.
Rest versus rust.
They're best with 2 or 3 days rest. This is the point he's making, okay? Last year, they played 15 games off of 2 or 3 days rest. The year before, they played 16 games off of 2 or 3 games rest. This year, 11. More conspiracy, Jeffrey. More conspiracy. More conspiracy. There's no way the NBA engineered that to the Grizzlies' disadvantage, though. There's no way. You can be conspiratorial all you like, but that's not.
I'm not ready to say no way. I'm not convinced that the league is. If you're trying to raise the value of all your franchisees and you're out to work owners. I'm not saying it's a 0.0%.
I don't think if we had Adam Silver here and we get honest answers here.
Would you rather have a team in Seattle or Memphis?
Would you like to have a team in Memphis in 5 years?
Yeah.
He would say no.
Yes. And again, I'm not saying it's all orchestrated for this one reason, but they're not doing us any favors.
They're not doing the home it is interesting. Even the Berlin and London trip, it raises the profile of the franchise and of Ja and all of that, but it's not helpful to Grizzlies.
The city of Memphis.
Okay, let's go through. The part of the schedule I liked was the start. Okay, and just tell me if they'll be favored.
All right.
Okay, that's how we'll do this. Will they be favored? And again, we don't know who's playing. We'll stipulate everyone. We'll stipulate Jaren's going to be back and playing. Zach Edey will not be.
Okay.
Right? And otherwise, we're going to stipulate, unless it's a situation, well, Dallas is in this. We know Kyrie won't be there, so we're going to assume he won't be there. But otherwise, we're going to assume good health on the part of these teams.
All right. Okay?
They start New Orleans Wednesday, October 22nd. That's a W.
Favored.
Miami, that Friday.
Favored.
Indiana.
Favored.
That Saturday, no Halliburton. Favored. Okay, then they go at Golden State and at Phoenix.
Underdog, favored.
Okay, so you got them 4-1.
Yep.
Home against the Lakers.
Underdog.
Really?
Yep. I think they will be.
I don't think so.
I bet they will be.
All right, well, we'll put that one, 4-1, we'll put this one over to the side for a minute, but okay, we'll even make it 4-2. At Toronto.
Favored.
5-2. Detroit at home.
Slight favorite.
Okay, 6-2. Houston at home.
Underdog.
6-3. Dallas at home.
Slight favorite.
7-3. First 10 games, 7-3.
Yep.
Yesterday, I offered you the first 10 games, 5-5. We didn't know the schedule. And I said, would you take it? And you said, yes.
Yeah, and I stand by it.
You're still taking it.
Yes, because of the exact reason we were talking about at the beginning.
Because you want to guard against the underside.
Correct.
Against the down, what
yes.
could, the bad that could
Correct.
Happen. Okay, what
5-5 does not
Okay, but let's put it differently
them.
Now. I'm now going to actually give you, which I won't, of course, because that's how it works.
Yes.
We know how this game works. I'm going to give you $100 if you can tell me on the number how many games the Grizzlies are going to win in the first 10.
I think I would say 6.
I think so, too. But that's damn impressive.
Yeah. No, it's
that will be an encouraging start.
It's a comfy start.
And I think that will matter. Okay, here's the problem. Okay? Here's the problem. Let's just keep going. We're not going to do all 82. But let's do the next 10. Okay?
All right.
Oklahoma City.
Loss.
At home. Okay? At New York.
Underdog.
That's 0-2. At Boston.
Favorite.
At Boston?
Look at who they're going to be playing. Particularly early. They have no idea what their team is.
They're not going to be favored in that.
Yes,
game.
They will be.
Okay, fine. I'll go your way, but I don't believe it. 1-2 at Cleveland.
Underdog.
1-3 at San Antonio.
Underdog.
1-4. Sacramento at home.
Favorite.
2-4. At Dallas.
Underdog.
2-5. Denver at home.
Slight underdog.
2-6. At New Orleans.
Favorite.
3-6.
Although it is a cup game, we should note
right?
it's a cup
true.
Game, so they should probably technically
at
be
the
underdogs.
Clippers.
Underdog.
3-7.
Yeah. So based on our 6-4 start, that makes them 9-11.
And we've almost gotten to, and then at Sacramento.
Well, I mean, it's a game in the state of California.
Okay.
They lose those.
So 9-12 by December 1st when Zach Edey returns to play San Antonio and Wemby at San Antonio. But I'll say this. I would take 500 by December 1. First 20 games, I'll take 500.
Yeah. Survive. If they go the games without Edey going 500, I would take that absolutely.
We got Jason Smith coming up next. Let me see if Chris Harrington will revisit the schedule at that point with Chris Johnson.
I mean, we still have, by my count, 62 games, Jeff.
Yeah, I appreciate your ambition. Mm-hmm. You had the big breakfast. I did not.
Mm-hmm.
We do have from Fishman, who continues to believe that the Taylor Swift podcast was boring. He just totally cannot get his mind around the fact that Swifties loved it.
Did Maya like it?
What?
Do we know? Did Maya like it?
Listened.
His daughter?
His daughter was, she's in Mexico. I don't think she listened.
Well, I mean, you know, the internet is in Mexico.
I know, but I think she's otherwise distracted by mm-hmm. whatever. So,
I just didn't know if she was Swiftie.
Here we go. We have some numbers on the podcast views. Taylor Swift episode of the New Heights podcast has racked up 15 million views on YouTube so far. That's well under the 30 million that we like, and you knew it.
I got a pretty. I'm telling you, the Swifties have this. Their reality is they make whatever happens to them that's important to them, which is fine. They make it seem like it is a way bigger deal than it is.
But this was not the biggest cultural event of the.
No, not even close.
This is not the Game of Thrones or something.
No, this is not Seinfeld finale.
As AP's David Botter notes here. Up to 15 million views on YouTube, but it's only a fraction of its circulation. Clips distributed on Instagram, but that's what you said. Instagram, TikTok, X, and elsewhere have received more than 400 million views, and the episode also available for streaming on audio platforms. Yeah, most people, exactly. Most people will, because it was hard to miss if you were on social media.
100%.
Most people might have seen a clip.
Well, and on top of that, though, when they start doing the, when you factor in all of this, it was the most, like, that's why, oh, you're lying. Like, when you have to start going, well, if you include,
right,
if you include clips, streaming, impressions, whatnot, it's like, okay, if it were just the most watched YouTube, that's literally all they would say.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Jason on the other side, then Chris Harrington. And you got any other breakfast nominations? Let us hear those, too.
Absolutely.
It is the Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, back on the Jeff Gawkins Show, joined now by Jason Smith. Just hearing that music reminds me. Jason Smith, by the way, every single day from 11 until 2, Jason's holding down the fort because John is out there carousing and missing segments on the Jeff Gawkins Show out in Las Vegas. But just hearing...
You're going to punish us. You're going to punish us. I heard you earlier.
You just caught up in it. Someday you're just going to call me and...
And I will be collateral damage. But it has to happen. The apology didn't work. Whatever he said to you off air didn't work. I was hoping he could clear it up enough.
There has to be some consequences.
Oh, man. Come Monday. I'm worried about Monday. I'm worried about your hit on Monday. I'm worried about it. But we will have to do it. I mean, what an unprofessional act that was.
You know? I mean, let me know in advance, you know, so I'm not just hanging.
You guys didn't text him at all that morning, or had he said, "I got you"?
I texted John the night before, and I said, "Are you sure you're good for tomorrow?" Right. Yeah, no, I'm not his babysitter.
I get it. You expect him to be professional. That's all I needed to know, because then I get it. I'm listening right there, and I'm with you. When you went to break, you're saying, "Oh, we'll see if he's here." And then, oh man, he let the whole city down.
He really did.
We're all listening. Yes, yes. Now go ahead. I'm sorry, I took over your.
That's
segment.
Fine. Well, the more hearing the music, it occurred to me. Do you realize your beloved Chicago Bears and my beloved Buffalo Bills are having a joint practice today, and then they play on Sunday.
Well, first off, that's Bulls music. It's not Bears.
I know, but it conjured Chicago for me. It conjured Chicago for me.
Yes. Very exciting. Very exciting.
Are we excited?
Caleb.
I guess.
You're not. I am. Well, you never are.
Drew Hill keeps telling me that Caleb's been terrible this spring.
He has. He can't hit the side of a barn, and he's never played under center. And so it's like they've had to, like, Ben Johnson's had to go in and rebuild him, is what the stories sound like. And now it seems like there's a rush to say, okay, it's looked better, because it has. There has been dread in terms of some of these reports coming out, his ability to handle, you know, being an under-the-center quarterback, getting it out on time, not playing Superman all the time. It's just the way he's played his whole career. So you got to break him all the way back down. And, you know, that's a process. And I wonder if it's why he wasn't rolled out there in the first game, because Lord knows he needs the reps, because he wasn't even ready to, you know, to go out there for a series or
two. That was the Colin Coward theory.
It was my theory, too. I didn't hear Colin Coward say it, too, but that makes me want to double down on it. Yeah, that he was not ready to be out there. Remember, they were at Soldier Field. I mean, it could have been a thing of Miami's playing its ones. They hadn't played Tua since 2021. We got every reason to have freaking Caleb Williams out there. Miami's playing Tua. And you didn't play him. It spoke to me that he was not ready to be out there, and especially in front of that Soldier Field crowd, you know?
So would you, in terms of how down you are on him, would you, I'm just getting a sense of this, would you right now trade him for Drake May?
I've probably given off that vibe talking about him, but I don't think I'm there yet, because I want to see what, I mean, Ben is an offensive genius. And again, it's not like you're not working with some pretty good clay here. If we're talking about, you know, Caleb Williams and the talent level, like it's there. That he made plays last season. Let's keep in mind, he had one of the worst offensive lines. He gave up the most sacks. A lot of that's him, but we had one of the worst offensive lines in the league last year. Let's see it with Ben first before I'm trading him off to for Drake May or anybody else.
I was thinking of Jaden Daniels. Obviously, you traded for Jaden Daniels, but from that
class, he was a guy we were saying in draft that the Bears should have taken a much closer look at. They said Caleb Williams is our man. They didn't look. Well, I was saying then Jaden Daniels.
I know you were.
Take seriously.
Yeah, you were on that. So
anyway,
let me ask. So Jeffrey, let me ask you. So it's Bo Nix, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix.
Yep.
Is that it? From that and
Jaden.
Jaden's a given. Of course you would take Jaden. Who would you take number two now, Jeffrey?
I still take Caleb.
You still take Caleb. I know you were saying that last year.
So my spin zone for you, Jason, would be, I think you got to remember, football coaches think they're the smartest people on the planet.
Yeah.
And I kind of think this is a rope-a-dope thing. I think they're trying to... I think Ben Johnson feels very good about Caleb.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Hide him, and then week one. On what basis do you think I think he's doing the same thing Dable did with Daniel Jones when Dable first got to the Giants, where everything you read was like Daniel was having a horrible camp because he was trying to like throw the absolute gauntlet at him, and then he came out and Daniel had a pretty good year that year.
Well, and just remember, he was around straight I brought this up to y'all before, too. Straight incompetence in terms of the head coach and the offense coordinator, Shane Waldron, who you fired first. Like, the plan for him in a year that he still threw for 3,520 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, was awful. And so, again, if you just get something in there, Ben doesn't have to necessarily be a genius. Maybe he is. Maybe I can buy into your spin zone, Jeffrey. I'm certainly hoping it's that. But just be good. Just be competent and give this guy a plan. That's nice and simple, and hopefully he can follow it. That's where I want to hold up before I'm ready to trade him away. Now, I think we can still be what we need. And just look, I mean, you got freaking Luther Burden as a third option. You just drafted another tight end, Loveland. There's to go with Cole Kmet. You still got DJ. You got Romo Dunze, who you took top 10 last year.
A lot of weapons.
Like, dude, throw it to the weapons 5 yards and let them do the work. Watch Tua do it. Just be more like that. You know, I'm not saying be Tua, but get more of that in you, and we're fine. We're fine.
Just be Jared Goff.
Right.
That's it, man. That's what Ben's going to try to do.
Those guys have always, Tua was always known for being a a quick processor accurate.
Like, yes,
that's
he was.
Always. So to say B2.
And Caleb's always been a super.
He's been the opposite.
Some,
yeah.
Right. You're trying to take some of the superhero. That's the problem with Caleb. He sees himself as that. He's Mr. I'm going to do it all on one play. That's always been him. You got to take that out of him and put a little bit more on script in him and find that balance. I don't know if he's capable. But we're going
to
see.
There are ways to get the ball out of his hands that aren't bubble screens. And I'm sure you and Drew, if you never see another bubble screen the rest of your lives, I think y'all would be happy.
Watch us running these two tight ends now, and you're going to see it just like Detroit. You better believe it's going to be coming out quick. It's going to be coming out to them. Yeah.
All right. What struck you about the Memphis Grizzlies schedule?
I think I have a lot more, maybe not a lot, but more angst about this whole thing than some others. And I guess I'll get the last crack at the schedule today on my show because Laura comes out, you know, right there to start Jeffries. And we knew that. But listening there to Jeffrey, to Gabe, and to you, I know, and especially in that first 11, what is it, 8 of the first 11 are home?
Yep.
That's advantageous. And the start was what we all said we're going to focus on because – You might not have Jaren for a little bit of it, and we'll see on Zach Edey. It looks like the feelings range, but let's monitor the start because you got Isolo still laying the foundation, but you're going to be without two key pieces, perhaps, and quite possibly one for an extended time in Zach Edey. So what's that look like? First 11 look good, Jeff, but is and I'll point to Rob Fisher and Jeffrey. You were doing that too. I go to him every time that schedule comes out when it first starts because he's already processed it, he's had it, and everything else. And it's what he said. It's that next 11, 9 of the next 11 after
murder.
Those first 11 are murder. He says it could be the toughest stretch of the season. You're at New York, at Boston, at Cleveland, at San Antonio. That's just to start it. If you have no Zach Edey there still, right? Now, I'm going to switch over because I'm reading to Michael Cole over the Commercial Appeal, and the vibe he's putting out there is sort of it doesn't seem like it's going to be a December sort of start. Jeffrey, what'd you count it up, about 20 or games? If you got to December.
So if you did December 1, I think it's 21.
It's 21 games till December 1st.
See, that's a lot of our first 22 here that we're considering. First 11 we liked, next 11 really tough. If you're getting into December without him, and especially that second 11 stretch, you know, we had Drew Hill on yesterday from the Daily Memphian. He's telling me that Jock Landale, whose name I got to get right, I always want to call him Jack Londale and like switch it up. I'm getting used to it, though. He's telling me that he doubts that he can even be sort of a placeholder in the sense of replicating the kind of offense that Isolo wants to, which we know requires the Zach Edey screen setter. It's all to set up Jock. It's all to get him the space. You're trying to do this early. And if old Jock can't hold it down early and Jaren's out for an extended portion of that, I just, you know, maneuvering through these first 22, depending upon how long Zach Edey, feels like Jaren's going to be quick. It ended up being quick last year. I mean, he's kind of played himself, and credit to him, where we think, okay, well, I'm worried about his injury. But Jaren last year, once he was on the floor, he's great. And he's done that now after early on having those injury concerns. But Zach Edey, you know, a big guy who has rolled that ankle a couple times, you know, even since you got him that first season, that first summer league, you know, him holding up and hopefully being back early is going to be a key to trying to take advantage of this. What could be a solid start for you needs to be a solid start for you. But, guys, what is it, 10th best odds in the West? You know, I feel good about the five teams. About being above them. What is that? Kings, it's Utah. What's that slop down there? New
I feel
Orleans.
Pelicans.
One
I feel
those,
pretty good about the Pelicans.
They're Blazers, the I think they're ahead of.
Yeah. That's the five right there. I feel good about that. 10 on, you know, it's going to be a fight. And especially because you're in this West, and if you don't have Zach Edey until December, man. Did you guys see, just a side note, Anscape. I believe it is. It was right. I was seeing it right before I came on the hit with you guys. Just dropped a huge feature on Ja's new shoe. You know, what Nike has put into this Ja 3. And talking about how much different it is really than the first two versions, but really how much different the investment level is. They put Ja on the world tour. I'm focusing on Ja Morant, who has got to be thinking, okay, this is my year. First, it's on me, right? I got to be out there for my team and everything else. But this is the year I really need this shoe, which, man, it's been jazzed up. I really needed to take off. And I was discussing this earlier this week with Brad on my show. It's like, will a 500 Grizzlies team, you know, still give you the pop it needs? I just feel like Ja's going to feel, and listen, this is on him, but there's going to be an extra level of pressure. Harrington wrote about it. You read it, Calkins. It was in the top. He's in his prime. He's 26. The other guys that are his age are either winning championships or making deep runs in the playoffs. And so he's going to want to be, as Chris Harrington wrote, go time. Do you have enough, you know, to keep him feeling like, yeah, it's still go time? Because for him, he's going to feel like it needs to be, whether that's individually, right, for his brand and everything else, or, you know, with this team and a lot of the young guys that you're banking on. And so I angst would be the word for me. I don't know if, you know, I don't want to sound, and I'm not throwing my partner on the bus here. You know how John gets. I'm not going that far in terms of extreme. I'm not saying John's super down about Grizzlies. He'll get, you know, he'll go to the extreme. I'm not going to the extreme here that I think this is going to be some woeful season. But step back, yeah, I'm preparing myself that you could, you know, you could very well be looking at a 10 seed, and you're trying to play your way in again. That it could be that tough, yes.
Well, I think it's, I certainly think within the realm of possibilities is that they'll have two lottery picks this year. You know, they'll have the
yep.
Suns,
and that could be the best thing about
and,
right
and have their own.
Exactly.
I don't know though. Like, it's funny. Obviously, I mean, we went through the first 20, Jeffrey, right?
And I heard it, you.
And it was 9-11.
We still have 62 to go.
And I think 9-11. If you have Edie back healthy and you're 9-11, you've survived the start. I don't think that's disaster.
No, did that a couple of years ago. DeMichael pointed out in his, I had to be reminded of it. It was a couple of years ago that they had the bad start and ended up bouncing back from that, still going up to a 2. And so they've, to your point, they've
done
that.
It's not even bad. 9-11 isn't a bad start.
No, it's an average start. It's
treading water until you get.
Zach Edey right. comes in, and then all of a sudden you're a contender. That's not. I mean,
I don't think anyone thinks
sudden,
they're
Cedric
a quote
Coward's
unquote contender.
Ready to right. Or it's again at best, it's a, you know, maybe maybe you're out of the play-in. But I'd have a hard time seeing that as the scenario when you have so many unprovens in there. Zach Edey is still that, at least doing it for a whole season in the style that Isola wants him to. And so there's so much riding on so many young guys. And you are. I mean, you have traded away Desmond Bane with that big three. It's one of the things we have gone into each season program top four, top four, top four because of those three.
But
it's a new day.
Anymore.
No, yeah. It's a new day.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a new day. Honestly, the things that were more ominous to me were discouraging to me were, as we discussed, just the signature games that we do not have at home that, you know, whether it's the MLK game, the Desmond return game, the Lakers once, Golden State once. You know, there's no they're around Thanksgiving. They're on the road. They're not at home for that. That game's always a sellout. I don't think in terms of just loading up the home schedule with a lot of, with the most compelling array of games. I don't think the NBA did the Grizzlies any favors there. Real quick though, Jason, before we finish that, I did hear you talking about we had the tiers yesterday. We had the coaching tiers. And you were fine with Ryan being in, what was it, tier four? Tier four?
Steady hand.
Rising stars and steady hand.
Do you think he's a rising star, Jason?
That you heard me. I said the same thing you did, and I discussed it with Jeffrey on his show. He's the steady hand of those two things, yes. Barry, I mean, that's not even in discussion. He will be a rising star. I mean, he's got a lot of boxes checked off in terms of he could be if he can win conference championships. That's all that's missing for him. Okay, he's got a pretty good reputation. He's got a good reputation as a recruiter. Now he's got more resources than Fuente or Norvell ever had. That helps him, but he's got a great reputation there. Make the conference champion. You won 21 games the last 2 years. You're beating Power Four teams in the bowls. I know, you know, we can get into that whole discussion about who's playing for those Power Fours. I don't care. You beat them, but you got to beat UTSA. You got to get a couple of more stops. You got to improve this defense that's 80th over 5 years in FBS, and it's kept you out of a conference championship. You get that, you're a rising star. That's a good thing for Memphis.
What did you think of, because you didn't have John here, you talk more to Brad. And Brad has the advantage of having scouted the Memphis quarterback. And I was driving through the Taco Bell lane when I heard Brad going off. And I'll tell you this. He's not impressed. He is not impressed.
I mean, Brad has been interesting this week because at first, Brendan Lewis sucks. I think that was
that's what he said. That is what he said. I nearly dropped my Mexi Melt or whatever the hell it was. Yes.
And while Brendan Lewis has never been on any, you know, the winning football programs, he is with an offense coordinator, Tim Kranz, who's paid $1 million and has been pretty darn good in terms of his offenses. Now, again, he's had quite an advantage with Seth Hennigan, but he's a smart dude. Ryan Silverfield's former run game coordinator is the head coach. And in terms of the run game with Lewis, 775 yards last year for on the ground and the two-headed back, you know, you've gotten sort of Sutton Smith and Greg DeRozier. Like, there's a lot there to like about the run game. Then you go get the, you know, and this is the part I think that Brad left out. You know, this Nevada wide receiver ad late that caught for, 700-something yards. Now I'm getting out there again. I don't have his numbers in front of me. But he put up some real production with Brendan Lewis. That's going to help, again, not be some explosive offense, because I do think he'll take – this is not some, you know, prolific passer. We know that. But with him, I think it's a Braham, whatever it is, with him, there's some more familiarity there. And in a room that lacked production, mostly transfer guys, but have been, you know, role players on their previous teams, this guy's going to come in and help. I think what that can do is help balance you out and be a good enough offense that, again, offense won't be the issue. It'll be whether or not your defense can be it. So I'm like quietly. I had to take. I said I feel a little bit. I feel better about Tigers football, and might come sound crazy coming out of my mouth, Mr. Critical of Brian Silverfield. I feel better about Tigers football than I do about the Memphis Grizzlies and their season. I really do, even with all these new faces, because I just think he probably still, and I'm speaking of Ryan, has the best roster in the AAC. You just got to get a few more stops, man. It really last season came down to that, whether it was against UTSA or Navy. Just a couple of more stops, and you are in that conference championship game. That is long overdue here with this program.
Yeah, Grizzlies play a much tougher schedule than the Tigers. Thank you,
no
Jason.
Question.
I appreciate
Take
it.
Care.
Thanks very much.
Bye,
we do have some news, Jeffrey. See this? We got the Michigan punishments are coming down for the Spygate, whatever you call it. What are we calling it?
Signgate?
Signgate.
Sign-stealing-gate. Connor Stallions.
Pete Thamel and Dan Wetzel. Michigan will receive a significant fine expected to be more than $20 million.
Dellinger's got it. 4 years probation, a $50,000 fine, plus 10% of the football team's budget, which equates to around $20 million. The equivalent is also to the loss of two postseasons, 25% reduction in official visits. I'm sure that'll really cripple them. And then a 14-week prohibition on recruiting communications.
Sharon Moore is going to be an additional game suspension.
To the two games he's serving this year, weeks 3 and 4. Also, Jim Harbaugh gets a 10-year show cause.
Unbelievable.
Connor Stallions only got an 8-year show cause.
8-year show cause. Jim Harbaugh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.